Better on Draft podcast is recorded live in Detroit Sound Studios in Royal Oak, Michigan.
Now, pop that 40 and kick back with your hosts, Dan, Nick, Ken, Rob, and Matt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 74 of the Better on Draft podcast. My name is Ken, as you can tell.
I almost forgot.
I was like, is it 74 or 75? But we didn't have our original, that we missed that 1 week. We were
Christmas Day?
No, not Christmas Day.
After the Brewers Festival.
The Winter Brew Fest missed week. Yeah, Christmas Day we did miss.
Well, some people show up without a coat in the pouring rain.
Yeah, that was my mistake. I showed up without a coat. That's why I have a nice little Michigan Brewers Guild hoodie that's right behind me. Did you see me as I walked in without a coat at all?
I left.
Oh, that's great.
It's hard not to. He's like, oh, by the way, I didn't bring a coat. It's like, oh, you're smart.
I was too. Winter is coming. It's not here yet. Oh, well, as you can tell, we have a decently sized full house. Let's start off with the latecomer, Dan. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm all right, all things considered. We're good.
What are you drinking over there?
Wow, you actually have to ask me that. A Milwaukee's best lager. It's only a 24. I'm going to run out of this fast.
Well, we actually have a good selection of beer on the table that I think we're going to start cracking open soon.
Well, that's all right. If one of our guests can pass me a bottle, we're going to make a new mixture.
Milwaukee's best. Wow. Milwaukee's bourbon stout.
Yeah.
Milwaukee's best bourbon stout idea, but I think we need to do a little bit of that.
Yeah.
MBBS.
I will forego my show of my little sip of the 2017 for you to make a Milwaukee's bourbon stout.
That's great. Oh, that's a great idea.
Nick, what's going on?
Start a trend.
What's going on, man?
Start a trend.
Yeah.
Ice lagers and
this isn't ice. This is a regular.
Oh, sorry.
Their ice is terrible.
What are you drinking over there?
A New Belgium Dayblazer.
How is it?
Not bad.
Not bad?
I got to stay with the light beer today.
So why is it called that? Is that like getting high in the afternoon or something? Is that?
Well, that's why it's easy going ale.
Yeah, it's easy going. It has to be easy going for me, considering I got to get up in like 6 hours.
Yeah, that sucks for you.
Yeah,
and you're going to be here for the next two.
Yeah, no, I'm going to be here for the next two. It's going to take an hour to get home, and then I got to get up at 2:30.
Just so you know, your efforts are appreciated greatly.
The credit goes.
Did something happen? People without power or something? I was going to say, I'm not without power.
I've connected to a damn substation. I never lose power. Gosh.
No, the credit goes to the linemen, all the linemen from Michigan and all the ones from outside of state.
Credit goes to that kid that got swung on a door.
I saw that.
That was hilarious as shit, man.
Rob, what's going on?
As we're already talking about, just living in the bitter cold.
Oh, I'm sorry. Nick, do you got power?
Yeah,
no.
Sorry,
that's
all right. Oh, you?
Well, actually, I think I just got restored within like the last half hour.
Well, you should be able to tell. Why don't you look it up?
We'll talk later.
You didn't get the automated message?
I assume he can prioritize his house and have that open.
That's what I would do.
I would do that too. I'd abuse
it.
I wish I could.
I would too, but yeah, just pretty much, you know, sitting in the cold, trying to, you know, keep four pets warm.
Yeah.
And
they have fur. I think they're all right.
Yeah. Well, we tried to use the fireplace today and
did your cat jump in?
Thankfully, no.
That's the first thing I would worry
about.
Both of them are smart enough to just they walked up to it and saw it and they just said, fuck that.
Speaking of cats, like the first thing, so I was actually talking to our guests earlier, and I was talking that I wanted to buy a kegerator. And the first thing that came to my head thinking of buying a kegerator is that my cat, while I'm gone, is going to pull the tap, like smack it on,
and then walk in
with beer all over the place.
Just think if Milo was there. He'd drink it all.
Somebody, I wouldn't doubt it. My cat apparently hit the panic alarm on a security system, and the police showed up.
Oh, shit.
I'm like...
and the cat's like, they haven't fed me yet. Feed me. So we do have some guests in the studio today. We'll start off with our returning guest, Mr. Kevin of Founders Brewing. How you doing?
Good. Doing well.
How'd you get invited back here?
I have no idea.
We were drunk when we did this. Oh.
This is true.
What are you drinking over there?
Right now I'm drinking the Rob Brat.
Yes.
And a tall all day.
Straight out of New Hampshire to Stoneface Brewing IPA.
Didn't you bring that yesterday to drink? Last week to drink, and we didn't because Red Line brought us 12 howlers a beer.
12?
Yeah. No joke.
12 howlers that were sitting up here. So I was like, we'll save that for next week.
How you doing, though? Good?
Doing well. Calm before the storm.
The storm's already happened.
Yeah, it's already
talked about that.
Well, it's still happening.
Yeah.
We do have a new guest, Michael Lally over at Perrin Brewing. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me today.
Of course. What are you drinking over there? Evian?
drinking water right now, but
just tell me double fisted. You got the water
the beer you're drinking is almost exclusively water, so you know, you gotta stay hydrated. But the Cherry Capital Sour, which is a sour that Perrin did. Belleton and Montgomery cherries from Traverse City, laid it down in oak for over a year. And then we also have our unfinished business with Japanese rice
That's
stout.
Such a good beer. Oh.
I'm super excited about it. I had it a couple weeks ago. So it's got not a ton of age on it, but it has a little bit of age on it now. And I think, you know, you're picking up some new notes on it. So.
I had a bottle. I was up in Big Rapids and I had a bottle, That's shared right. it with some friends. And I'm like driving back home and I live over here. So I'm like, I'm really close to Perrin. I'm going to go stop at Perrin. Went to Perrin, got two more bottles, got home. Those bottles didn't last more than a day and a half. I'm like, I'm going to drink this.
It's a tough thing about cellaring is I'm still trying to figure out how to...
Given up on that. Like, I've started just basically picking up beers and putting them in my refrigerator and letting people drink them.
Sure.
So I do have some
beers.
Isn't
that the point of beer? Is that supposed to be drank?
Yes, it's supposed to be drank. Supposed to be drank, right? So I did try cellaring for a bit. I still do have one more bottle of Cherry Oat Brune that I'm going to bring in 1 week soon.
Okay,
that was good. That was Kunin.
Okay,
oh, shut up.
What? I didn't say it. I said okay.
Give me a look like that. We also have a third guest here, all the way from Brown Iron Brewhouse. Angela, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. What are you drinking over there?
I have our strawberry saison and our new mango IPA.
Ooh. Drinking straight out of the growler.
Straight out of the growler. Why need a glass? Those are glasses.
That's
Shit, yeah.
Should be able to buy ice cold malt liquor in bottles that size back in the day.
Was that the 80s? I don't remember.
That was the 80s, yeah.
Were you drinking back in the 80s?
Of course I was.
Oh, yeah. You were in your 30s, weren't you?
Yeah, easily.
Yeah. that joke will never get old.
No, it never will.
Oh, yeah. I see what you did there.
So we'll start off with Mike. Mike, what do you do for Perrin?
Sure. Brand manager. So I do, kind of marketing, promotional events, sales down here in Southeast Michigan. So I've been down here about 18 months, almost 2 years now. And it's been great to kind of see the awareness of our brand grow. I think that was one of the big challenges coming from, you know, our backyard in Grand Rapids, Michigan to Southeast Michigan. It was, not a ton of people knew about us. We're still pretty young. We're only, in our fourth year of actually serving beer, selling beer. Getting people aware of the brand was the number one kind of priority. And, you know, we, you know, believe in the liquid, so you know we've seen good growth, and it seems like it's being embraced over here on this side of the state. So
mm-hmm. Nice.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might have to
turn you up a little.
Yeah,
bit.
No.
No, he wasn't even looking at the microphone. He's just like, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't need to look at the microphone to talk, bud. No.
Thanks, bud.
So, how long did you say you've been with the company for?
I've actually been with the company since day one. So I was one of the first bartenders hired. So. Me and one other of the brand managers, she actually a chain manager now, Charlie Cortez. We were two of the first people to ever kind of walk into Perrin. So it was almost like a real world road rules kind of event where you walk into this brand new facility, this beautiful home, and you're like, wow, you're like, I get to party in here for a little while. So
for those of you who weren't born in the 80s and don't understand that reference, that was a TV, like that was like the first ever reality TV show that I remember watching. That's where The Miz is from. Real World.
Real World.
Real World, yeah.
Yeah. With the Puck. Remember Puck?
Oh,
was that the same season?
No, it wasn't.
No,
Puck was like the first season. Puck was 20 or 30 years ago.
I thought Puck was season 2.
Yeah, I think he was season 3.
Oh, wait, no. You're talking Road Rules, though.
No, Puck was season 3.
Was season 3 of The Real World?
Of The Real World.
Yeah, okay.
No, Puck, Theo. I always remember Theo from Road Rules.
Theo was from Road Rules.
Yeah. Puck was always The Real World. He came back in, like, The Real World Road Rules Challenge 69.
Yeah, he got married.
Did he really?
Yeah, he got married. Well, they showed his marriage on the show, and then something happened with his family. He had to leave the show.
Jesus.
He's probably 40
again,
though, isn't he? He's probably well into his 40s.
I apologize for opening up this can of worms.
No, this is great, man. This is awesome.
Nobody wants to talk about beer. There are so many cans of worms that get opened up in here.
Yeah, there are worse ways to derail the conversation. So yes. you've been with the company since day one. You were a bartender. How did you get into sales?
Yeah, absolutely. So, one of the things we try to do at Perrin is, promote within. So, we're very concerned about, giving people the opportunity to advance their career, from inside. So bartended for about a year and a half. I had the opportunity to kind of move up into taproom management. So at the time, I was still taking classes, so it was nice. I had a very flexible schedule. So had the opportunity to manage the taproom, kind of make sure that everyone coming through the door was having that great kind of wow experience. And then the opportunity to kind of to move over into the sales force presented itself. They asked me if I wanted to go up to Traverse City or Detroit. And to my girlfriend's chagrin, I chose Detroit. So I remember the conversation. I came home and I said, "Hey, babe, I got a promotion at work." She's super excited. I said, "We're relocating." Her eyes got wide.
Uh-oh.
She said, "Where are we going?" I said, "We're moving to Detroit, babe." So I spent about 2 weeks selling her on that idea.
Lying on the couch.
Wow, man.
Slept on the couch. Excited? She was not super excited, but that being said, she hadn't really come over and experienced the side of the state. So, spent a few weekends down here showing her, all that Detroit has to offer. And she got on board. She actually was very excited to move down. So we moved down to Midtown for a little bit. We were down there for about 6 months, and not too long ago, about a year ago, we got a home in Ferndale. So we're
nice.
We're here. We're putting roots in, and we're very excited. We also the sales force. We just brought on another sales rep for Southeast Michigan to help assist me, and we're really kind of investing in this side of the state.
Nice.
So we also have from Brown Iron, Angela. How you doing?
Good.
So what do you do over at Brown Iron?
All of their social media.
Do you work
Instagram, Twitter?
How often are you on tout for them?
Tout. She actually probably knows what tout is.
I don't even know. What's tout?
I don't know what that is.
Tout was Vine before Vine.
She's fired.
Vine before Vine. Okay.
She's fired. I don't know which one is. Yeah.
I think tout was Vine before Vine. And then, it might have been.
Vine's not, it doesn't exist anymore.
I thought Pornhub bought them. I remember.
Wait, why are you looking at me?
You're the one that obviously would know.
Yeah, you're on a computer.
It does look like it, man. It's only this guy's company.
Oh,
right here.
I saw the P, parent, not porn.
Nobody else can prove that, so,
So, do you work at all in the tap house at all, or are you just
I serve. I serve a couple shifts a week.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you do more than just the standard social media, mm-hmm. but that's your concentration. How'd you get into social media?
I don't know. I
She Googled it.
The internet?
Googled it.
I'm going to school for marketing, and I felt like it was kind of an easy transition to learn some new things. Seems pretty relevant for a lot of companies right now, so...
I would agree.
Well, I mean, social media. Well, here, I work for a company that's going through a lot of stuff at the moment, and we've been using social media very frequently over the last 48 hours.
I wonder what happens if I search like DTE and maybe the word die or.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of idiots, which is all you need to be social media.
No, so I mean, obviously that social media is the new wave of advertising, and everyone has at least one of the major platforms, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter,
Grindr.
Shut up. Idiot. I mean, outside of those are probably. Would you agree that those are probably the biggest three that are out there right now? Are those three?
Yeah, a lot of people like LinkedIn. Snapchat.
They just had their IPO not that long ago, I thought.
Yeah, and they lost a lot of money.
Did they lose a lot of money?
They haven't turned profit 1 year, and are wondering how the hell they got an IPO.
Well, I don't know. I'm not a business guy. Why are you looking at me?
Yeah, their IPO opened, and I think they lost like 35% on the first day.
Gosh.
Yeah, it wasn't a good opening.
No, that's
for
bad.
Sure.
That's bad. So you said you're in school right now. Mm-hmm. Where are you going to school at?
I go to Oakland.
Oakland.
Graduate in April.
Very, very nice. Golden Grizzlies. Golden Grizzlies.
Go Grizz.
Now, obviously, obviously you're from this side of the state, obviously.
Yeah, I live in Macomb.
So, it's okay. So
still the home of brown iron.
So it's not that far.
I guess that is. I'm like, is that Macomb over there at 26? And then I realized it was Van Dyke.
No,
yeah,
Macomb is the next township over to the east.
Well, not Macomb Township, Macomb County. Unless you're insane, Macomb Township.
That's Macomb County?
Yes.
Yeah. Macomb Township.
And Township, I think. Yeah. I just moved, so I'm...
Oh, where were you before?
I mean, I was just like a little bit north, Romeo. So.
Okay, Romeo. Oh, I was just out there yesterday.
I'm sorry.
That was a long freaking drive.
Dan, you apologize to anyone that goes north of 14 miles.
I do. Or east of John R.
It's yeah, nice.
All the time.
So you start... Now, we just found out from, Ken being the fearless leader of our struggling podcast. Yeah, okay. That you decided that you wanted to take on being, our new social media person.
Yes.
What kind of... I mean, I believe you're a big beer fan. You work at Brown Iron Brew House. You've been a bartender there. You were a server there. So you got a love for beer. What made you kind of go to, a podcast that only so many people listen to?
I mean, we're sponsoring you guys, so I thought that it would just be a good opportunity to help you guys grow, which will help us grow.
And that is, and we do appreciate that as well. We really, really
You're welcome.
Do.
It makes an easy drop for us. She just did that.
Yep.
Only two more to go today, folks.
No, we'll obviously do a real plug, obviously. I don't think we want to disappoint.
No, not at all. No, so no. Kevin's here.
I am.
We already know a lot about Kevin.
Do we?
We know personally. Oh, hi.
We can go back to the tape.
We can go back to the tape. You can go listen to the Founders podcast that we had. Gosh, it's been almost a year probably.
Yep, time flies.
Let's round it up.
Has it been that long?
Yeah. It's like we just started here.
Oh, yeah, was that
like
the summer? Yeah.
These were.
Yeah.
It was pre-Matt. What's that?
Yeah, it was pre-Matt. Yeah.
Yeah. No, those were not pre-Matt. And you had like that teaser lineup that was just going right down the table, too.
That's right.
What is. Oh, why are you handing me this?
It's in a circle, Daniel. You're the next one in the circle. Just pass it if you don't want it. We actually just got passed Fruitwood.
Yes.
From Founders. Tell us about the beer.
So it's a maple bourbon barrel aged Cheerio. It's our first beer in our barrel aged series. We're kicking off six of them this year, including our KBS and Backwoods. Formerly Newaygo County Cherry. We did have another beer called Cerise that's about 5 or 6 years ago. If you guys remember, that was the year that we had an extremely early frost and destroyed the majority of Michigan's crops.
Yes, yes, yes.
So we went back to Rubaeus as our fruit beer. And I'm happy to see its presence in our lineup. It's slowly becoming my favorite beer from us, and I absolutely love the label that Brett Habercorn did there. Senior graphics design guy.
Yeah, I remember that early frost because that pretty much killed
the apple crop.
The apple crop as well as Zombie Killer. Like Zombie Killer, all the prices went up for Bee Nectar's Zombie Killer because they use so many Michigan cherries.
Yep.
And I remember everything was limited. They weren't really pushing too hard. And this was during their growth too. Like that just, they started to get distro and then boom.
Yeah.
You have to almost double the price of your drink simply because your product has doubled its price so that they can still make their money. What do you guys think of the beer? Anyone want to hop in and
talk
about it?
I love Fruitwood. I don't have any in front of me right now, but I've definitely
How'd you not get any in front of
you? Because I was busy, typing.
Busy typing.
He's typing out his memoirs.
No. I'm doing the news improv style.
Ooh.
AKA he didn't do the news.
Oh, man. We got to get five questions together.
No damn power.
So this is certainly something that we wouldn't expect to be barrel-aged. Using the maple bourbon barrels as well. It's only 8%. Still very drinkable. A lot of flavor to them.
So this is the second time I've had this. This year's, but this is the first time it's come out.
Yeah, it's first time. Yep.
So this is the second time I had it. The first time I did not have a really good experience with it. I will be honest.
Throw up that night?
No.
Is that how much you were drinking?
No. I didn't.
Did you throw up the next morning?
No, I didn't. Wait, I was throwing up. There's no throwing up here. What are you talking about? I wasn't a fan at the first, but this batch, I don't know if it was just the batch or, I don't know. I mean, whatever. But
I don't like it very much.
No.
It's too sweet for me. I mean,
it's
had
a Cheerio.
I still like Zombie Killer. I still like Cheerio and Brune.
Right.
Of course you do.
This batch seems a lot better than the first batch, so.
I don't know. It's the same thing with Lizard of Kaz. Like, it's drinkable. Like, I probably couldn't even do a whole bottle.
No?
No.
Oh, man.
That's rough. I mean, if you like it, that's more power to you. I'm not here to...
Well, to
each his own, sir.
Exactly.
you have to commend what they're doing, because a lot of people now, they think craft beer, it's like all this, you know, hoppy stuff, all this, you know, all the stouts.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
Shut up.
That's why they have all day IPA.
Exactly.
It takes all day to drink one can of that.
Oh, gosh.
But, do you not like all day?
No.
Why?
What about Centennial?
No.
No.
He is drinking Milwaukee's best. I mean,
yeah.
Put two and two together.
But going back to the point I was going to make is that, you know, a lot of people are starting to get into these fruity beers. So what are you at the brewery very regularly over there?
Tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Have you heard like a lot of feedback from the locals there in Grand Rapids about?
Yeah, we've got a great response from this. You know, a lot of the stuff that we've done obviously have been. It's not brewed for everybody.
Yeah, no. So. Yeah. I think you can say that about every beer, though.
For sure.
You can say that about every beer. Obviously, you're not going to have people that aren't going to gravitate towards IPAs because they can't stand biting into a flower, essentially. Right. You have people that are not going to be into the stouts because they don't like anything dark or heavy, you know. So that's
one of the reasons we have such a wide variety in our portfolio, too.
Right. So. Oh, yeah. If someone
can't find a beer they don't like in our portfolio, then they don't like craft beer.
Now, do you think with the Fruitwood being a fruity beer, because there's not very many in your lineup, correct me if I'm wrong.
Rubeus is a year-round, solid.
And
we bring some back once in a while in the tap room as a one-off, but in the most part for circulation and distribution, absolutely not. Yeah.
Okay.
And this is the first time
we were. Do you feel like that this is like becoming one for like newcomers that are like that want to get into that like fruity stuff to begin with? Or do
you possibly. You know, we looked at everything as a whole. We're coming out with 6 barrel-aged beers this year.
Yes.
And we kind of want them all to be a little bit different.
I think this
was a great one to start out with. It's introduction to the barrel-aged series itself. So if you didn't know, our backstage series no longer exists.
Okay.
So Lizard of Kaz, which you was talking about earlier, then earlier last year, Mango, which I almost brought one for you guys.
Is that Mango?
That doesn't exist for the most part. If you look in our backstage series, and if it's not barrel-aged, I don't know if it's ever going to be done again. But then again,
shame.
Yeah, it could change. Could change.
But,
Wow, so, another one going, you know, you mentioned you got 6 barrel-aged beers that are going to be coming out this year. Ooh.
I'm so happy that wasn't
it. It was empty. We're good.
That's his laptop anyway.
Yeah, it's not somebody issue.
Do we have any insight in regards to profiles of the June release or the August or the December release?
We can let you know about November. Well,
we know what November is, which is backwards.
And next week, we got something that we'll try here in a little bit as well. Ones have not been announced publicly. So we can't share those.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
What about like a flavor profile? Like, is there sweet?
Dude, is there? Teasing.
I can promise you that's barrel aged.
Barrel aged.
Oh, thank God. I was worried.
Barrel aged Sumatra Brown.
Hey, let's think about it though. Barrel-aged, you know, with what we're doing with our barrel aging program now, there's barrels down there that could be maple bourbon barrels. They could be bourbon barrels. They could be cognac barrels. Who knows?
You would throw that maple
we'll
out
like
there,
gin
you?
Barrels or something.
It's just fresh on my palate.
Right. But, I mean, you know, some people are expecting, you know, in it being KBS week right now.
No, you weren't here.
That
never mind.
There are certain someones that are out there just looking for a certain magnet to hit the board and a certain someone to come out with a certain flag that is red and white.
Yeah. The Italian flag? Or no, is it the Japanese flag?
We're waiting for
that's red and white.
Polish flag. Denmark.
Polish flag.
Denmark. It's on there.
Polish. Oh, I mean, it'd be like a vodka.
Turkey. Hong Kong. Tunisia.
Wow.
Those
fun
are
with flags with Nick Pagley.
That's
fun with what?
Fun
with
flags.
In Indonesia as well.
No, I'm sure as we get closer, especially for the May and August release, they'll approach those. But it is our 20th anniversary this year, so they're saving some good stuff. And we got a lot of beers I want to come back this year that have been barrel-aged in the past. Sweet Repute, barrel, you know.
What about barrel aged Sumatra Brown? Let's.
Oh, dearest God in heaven.
Would be, you know, and there's a good chance that some of that may be in the barrel for tappings in the future in the tap room. But, you know, we do a lot of tap room one-offs and experimental stuff. That's what we got our new facility for. So
I say Sumatra Brown was my number one from you guys.
Comes back in May.
It was much better in bottle than draft.
Wait a minute. Good chance that goes completely against our mantra.
Well, it does, but that beer, like, I was so sad when I had it at the brewery on draft. It was not, like, it just didn't taste good to me. And then when I had it last year in a bottle, I was hesitant because I'm like, I didn't like it in draft. And I had it in a bottle. It was perfect. It was, like, probably one of the best browns that I've ever had.
Yeah,
definitely top five for sure. I don't think anything will ever beat Old Town Brown out of Chicago Brewing.
Nope.
So what's on the agenda for Perrin this year, Mr. Lally?
Well, we have a big release coming out also this month in March. We have the No Rules release March 25th at the brewery. People are very excited about that. So you can show up on the 25th. We'll have some 2015 vintage bottles, 2016 vintage bottles, and then we'll also have the 2017 release as well. That'll see distribution down here on this side of the state sometime, hopefully that you know, the week of the 27th. So, you know, that'll start hitting store shelves. Right around that same time, you know, Grapefruit IPA has been a big seller for us, so Grapefruit IPA will be coming back out. So hopefully, you know, we get some more of this 50, 60-degree weather. And then this year, you know, we're talking about fruit beers, so we're also rolling out a Michigan Cherry IPA. So it's going to be coming out in cans as well as draft. The cans will actually be branded as, you know, it'll actually say Michigan Cherry IPA on it. It's going to be just the 12-ounce cans, six-pack cans. On the back, we'll have a little cherry on it. So, you know, one of the struggles I have when I walk into, you know, any sort of retail store is, you know, we have the cans. We don't have that nice billboard that the you know, six-pack bottle containers have. So, you know, I walk in, and sometimes you can't even see, you know, you can't see Perrin. You can't really see the shield of ours. You know, you can't really exactly tell what. Yeah. So I go, and I spend, you know, 10 minutes at each store facing all of our cans. So, you know, we'll have a little cherry on the back, so we're excited about that. But yeah, we're going to be getting all of the cherries from Michigan, all of the hops from right around Grand Rapids, and then I believe all the malts are going to be coming from Michigan also. So I believe that it's going to be a 100% Michigan made beer.
Keep it local.
And yeah, so we're really excited about that. You know, it's going to have that really nice kind of tart profile. So you know, like I said, we're really excited about that. The grapefruit market's a little saturated, so even though you know, we got a lot of Michigan, a lot of Perrin grapefruit fans, you know, when there's 15 to 20 other grapefruit options out there in the market, you know, you can get lost a little bit. So
do you have any?
One second, because he did not mention Blackberry IPA, which was by far one of my favorites from you guys. So is that sticking around?
So that will be back out. So that's actually, with our seasonals, we don't really have a hard cutoff date. So technically, that's our fall seasonal. So, you know, come August 1st, that will be back out, a fresh batch. One of the favorite things about our fruited and flavored beers is we never use any artificial extracts. So, you know, with the blackberry, with the Michigan cherry, you know, we have a vanilla porter right now called Kingdom of Tonga. We actually call it the Kingdom of Tonga because we import all the vanilla beans from the island nation of Tonga. So, you know, I think a lot of people have come up to me and said, you know, I've never really liked fruited or flavored beers. You know, but something about your products really speak to us. So we think that that's probably a lot to do with, you know, the actual ingredients we use.
Okay. One other question, though, because I got to ask, because this the label just drives me insane when I'm looking at it. What is the deal with Caesar's Gimp?
Sure. So Caesar's Gimp, if you haven't seen the label, it's a somewhat risque label. You know, it's Caesar. And
he's got his own gimp. He's got like a cat of nine tails in one hand and a leash in the other holding the
gimp. Oh, he's got
his own gimp.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Holding a bottle of unfinished
business. And holding a bottle of unfinished business. That's right. So originally it was just, we have a little thing for movie references. So no rules, you know, on the label. It's got Walter from The Big Lebowski.
Right.
Unfinished business, we have Uma Thurman from Kill Bill.
Right.
So originally it was just going to be called The Gimp. And it was kind of going to be funny. It's like, oh, yeah, bring out The Gimp, you know, for Pulp Fiction.
Right.
Well, you know, they wanted to have somewhat of a backstory to it. So with that beer, it's an Imperial Roman Red Ale. So 20% of the fermentable sugars we got from that beer were from Cabernet Sauvignon grapes. And then we laid it down in California Merlot oak barrels for about a month. So the tie-in is that, you know, the Romans were some of the first people to kind of master the art of brewing and venting wine. But more importantly, using oak barrels to age those products in. So it's just kind of an ode to Rome. It's a very vinous beer with a lot of wine characteristics. And then, like I said, you lay it down in the Merlot barrel, so you get some nice oak. So
minus the guy in the leather,
and then the
spike thing coming. Yeah.
It's got the story on the actual can.
I'm sleeping.
I'm looking at the story of the actual can. Jesus Christ!
Need to go wake him up then.
Oh.
Oh boy!
Now we're off the rails.
So I'll be a lot more late. Giggly here tonight.
Yeah, because it wasn't my fault.
So, in regards to your beers, do you have anything new that's coming out upcoming soon?
You know, again, the Michigan Cherry we're very excited about. You know, in terms of bottle releases, you know, No Rules will be out. Black Goat will be back out. That's our Imperial Black Lager that we lay down in bourbon barrels for 6 months. You know, our guys, to kind of keep them, you know, interested, we let them do a lot of draft-only specialty releases. So, you know, throughout the year, at least once a month, we'll have new releases out. The Imperial Poop Your Pants just came out. So if you don't know, now you know. Poop Your Pants is our chocolate bock. So it's a
I bet
German.
Ken drinks a lot of that.
I have had it. It's not too bad.
It's actually, you know, the name is very gimmicky. And usually I feel like with a gimmicky name, the beer's maybe not so good.
I don't know.
The
brown note out of from Against the Grain's really good.
Oh, in that yes, can. I won't buy it because of the can.
Oh, really?
I don't need to carry that around.
It is a damn good
brown. I'll pour it in a holler for you and then seal it up.
But you guys had the other one, too, the poop someone else's pants or something like that.
Well, so that was...
It's a great
well, I know that was... Because that was at the festival. Sure. I know it's not canned or anything.
So that's the Imperial PYP.
Okay.
We thought, you know, taking poop somebody else's pants out to market, so to speak, was I asked them, please, could I just give it an Imperial PYP name? But yes, at the festival, it was presented as poop someone else's pants, which, I mean,
all
right,
then.
Right up there.
Well,
with,
I'm looking at the
I tell people, I got, you know, with regular poop your pants, you know, maybe not, it might not be your number one, but it'll be your solid number two.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Wow. Yes. He's out.
I don't know how you top that.
I think we're done for the night, so that'll be it for the better object. No. Well, I'm looking at your – so you do actually, as much as you have a decent selection of beer that is out to market, your beers that are on tap there, like it looks like you got another an Imperial IPA along with your Kingdom of Tonga, your Chai Curious. Plenty of beers to try over at the pub only. Do these make it out of the pub and into bars like your Embrew or maybe Brown Iron Brew House over in Washington Township?
Absolutely. We encourage our distributors to send out those specialty kind of tap room only releases out to market. So, you know, Brown Irons they're our number one supporter in the Macomb County area. So, you know, we've had a few parties out there. Embrew is a great supporter. So, you know, we try to, as much as possible, bring those beers out into the market down here just because, you know, they're some pretty unique and, you know, very delicious tasting beers.
So in regards to Brown Iron, what is going on in what's the best way to put this? What is some upcoming events going on over at Brown Iron that you're starting to promote?
We're having a customer appreciation party because we just won craftbeer.com's number one beer bar in Michigan. So
nice.
I think that's on April 5th. You should come out from 3 to close. It's half off food. We're hoping to do some rare beer tappings and give away some brewery tours. It'll be a good time.
Now we know Uber goes there.
Yes. We do know Uber goes there.
We can take that $50 ride back home.
You know, split three ways or four ways, that ain't a bad.
No, it's not.
What are you talking about? I live like 15 minutes away.
Let's just go crash at Nick's.
We were looking at how to get back from the festival at that. It was only like $180.
Oh, yeah. We were looking at like Uber prices from the Michigan Brewers Guild Festival in Grand Rapids back here.
If Uber's too expensive, check Lyft. Sometimes you get a better rate.
Sidecar. There's other ones, too. Yeah. You guys won that title for a second time, right?
Yeah.
So I was pumping the two for you.
Yeah.
Two-time champs.
So for you personally, what's your favorite beer style or beer?
It just depends on what I'm in the mood to drink. Typically, probably an IPA or a stout. Just bounces back and forth.
What about a beer, though? Do you have like a favorite beer or beer that's always in your fridge? It's always a tough question. Changes.
Honestly, if I'm going out to the bar, always all day IPA. And then if I'm feeling a little, like, you know, if I want something a little bit heavier, maybe Two Hearted. But I all day can drink
Ken,
it.
Ken, Two Hearted's your favorite beer.
Two Hearted sucks.
Two Hearted is awesome.
All day is definitely not even my, like, I love, I'm one of the very few people, I do not like all day. I love Centennial.
And you don't like Two Hearted?
I don't like Two Hearted at all.
You're weird. Those are both strictly using Centennial hops.
And I don't
really
get that.
Yes, they are.
I like Two Hearted just seems too much for me. And Centennial.
We have a more of a maltier.
Ken's more of a Devil Dancer kind of guy.
Oh, we got a bottle of Devil Dancer on here ready to go.
Well, we're going to watch that him is, chug it. Ken's going to drink that.
That's 2015.
This was bottled April 24th, 2015.
Well, if we weren't drinking it on April 24th, it's not worth drinking anyway. So
yeah,
I don't
hops,
even know why you still have
that. The hops fell off on the 23rd of 2015.
Before it was bottled.
The hops are already gone.
It is all for Ken because that is the only time in which he will drink a Devil Dancers if it's at least a year old.
Really?
But yeah, the hops have fallen off. It's delicious.
Yeah, it turns into barley wine.
It's delicious.
But we put 10 pounds of hops and 10 varieties in a barrel and you just don't want to touch any of that?
Well, I had... So before this show was this group here... we actually did just like over Skype, like we did the podcast over Skype and I bought a Devil Dancer and it took me the entire 2 hours to finish one bottle.
Because it's 12%.
And it was just kick you in the face.
Yeah,
12%. Well, you saw me pounding 12% beers a few weeks ago. That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, it's a big beer. It's a really big beer.
Yeah. So what about you, Mike? What about favorite beers, favorite styles that don't involve Perrin?
Yeah, you know, favorite styles right now, you know, real big into sours, Berliner Weisses, Gozas.
Did you get some of that Brune, by the way?
Yeah,
what'd you think of the Brune?
Fantastic. Yeah, it's a beautiful
What year
beer.
Was that?
I think that was last year.
That was like...
That was Arbor.
Check that.
It's like yeah, 4 years
Is
ago.
Is it 4 years?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Last year.
Well, I don't know. I bought it last year, 2013.
Oh, nice. Wow. Look at that.
Oh, it's near me. I'm going to get some more. No, I bought it right at Arbor.
Oh.
Yeah, hook me up, fam. It's so one of their beers that I like.
A little vintage release, huh?
No, it was just in their cooler.
That's awesome.
It was just sitting there. I'm
just
like,
chilling.
I was there
They're
working.
Cleaning out the back room. Oh, let's put this out there.
I was there working, and sure enough, it was there. I'm like, I'll buy this when I leave. But they also, they brought us, didn't they bring us Draft Brune, too?
No, they brought like 18...
Oh, they brought the
these,
bottles. That's
yeah.
right. They brought
right.
bombers.
It was
yeah.
that. They were all unlabeled too. Which
yeah, that was
great.
The worst.
Yeah.
That was roulette with ABC beers. Is they brought us beers and they knew which ones, but then they left them. The rest that weren't open for us, and we
didn't really know.
We didn't know which
were.
Ones were which. So every time we cracked it open, it was a different beer to
was,
say the least.
It was great. I ended up with one of those and a Velvet Hammer. That was terrible.
So you, the Kevin,
Velvet
you
Hammer.
You like the Brune too, right?
Oh yeah, I love sours. I love Gozas.
Have you
I
ever
love...
had this one before?
No. No, I didn't know they had that one.
That's delicious.
They still make it, you said?
I think they still make it. I'd have to check. I don't see it at what do you call it? The beer festivals at all. But looking at it, actually, it's probably not being made too much. As I'm looking at Untappd, and you're seeing like 5 check-ins down, and we're in August of last
those
year.
Those draft or bottles though?
Those are all bottles. One draft.
Okay.
So it was at the brew pub in September of 2016. And December of 16, oh, still might be at the brew pub, to say the least. Nonetheless, really, really good, really, really good beer. You just poured something else, though, didn't you? Before
yeah,
we take
Capital.
A break.
Cherry Capital from Perrin.
Yep. Perrin. Is it good?
I didn't pop anything.
Is it named after the airport?
Yeah,
I like it. Was that the Traverse yeah. City? Yeah, yeah, we actually use Belleton and Montgomery cherries from Traverse City. So, nice. Yeah, good chance. Pretty mellow for a sour. It's not going to have a ton of that acidity to it.
I like it.
Yeah.
I'll give it a shot.
Because we're all trying to pass things around.
Well, I mean.
She brought presents, too, so.
She did. We're going to be cracking those open in segment two. That's
don't
sure.
you people realize we've got to get up at 2:30 in the morning?
Segment three is going to be Ken racing against gentleman. Or against Rob. Four Loco versus Devil Dancer.
Chug off. So hold on. Before we go to break, Rob, I've got a present for you that's going to be coming really, really soon. And it's pre Four Loco change. So it's Four Loco with the caffeine.
How do you have a Four Loco that's like 10 years old?
Oh, trust me.
Oh, it's less than 10.
it's less than 10. And somebody had it. And I said, how much money will it take to get that off of your hands?
You know, I drink King Cobra, and I'm questioning why you even have this.
I bought it from someone. Yeah, I have 60-year-old bottles of Strohs that haven't been opened yet.
What'd you pay? I have to ask.
Five.
$5?
Yeah. $5. Five.
That's a great present. You can't even get a card from Hallmark for $5.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with the Better on Draft podcast. We are back, episode 74 of the Better on Draft podcast. As always, with segment two, it is the news.
Still no hard copy.
Still no hard copy song.
We'll do it live.
Well, we are live. So.
Oh, yeah.
Good job, Nick. Oh, yeah.
We're live. So one real quick shout out I wanted to throw out. There was some stuff going on with USA Today looking for the best beer bar in America themselves. Obviously, we were talking about Brown Iron Brew House.
You know, she's got two growlers over there. She should start cracking.
I know. She should start cracking.
Cherry Saison ASAP. No.
But USA Today is...
Oh, cherry strawberry Saison ASAP.
And the Mango IPA.
Please.
But USA Today is searching themselves for the best beer bar in America, and there are a couple here in Michigan that are nominated. In total, it was something about 20 different locations nationwide that made the list. Coming from Illinois, Oregon, New York, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Iowa. Two that made it from here being, of course, what always seems to be whatever it is, the Hop Cat that is in Grand Rapids. And because I don't know why that one always makes it.
There's a, like, I see the list, and obviously you see 8 Degrees Play-Doh in Detroit, which is a great, great for what it is.
So it is... Awesome.
Why?
I'm biased to tell them.
Well, we've got you guys do so much traveling in regards to your positions. What's your favorite place, or maybe a hole in the wall, or like a sneaky good beer joint? Because we had the local on from Centerville, Michigan, which is in the middle of nowhere. Yet, you know, they have all these taps, and they're one of the Oberon Midnight Release Party bars. And it's Centerville. Like, do you guys know where Centerville, Michigan is?
Wait, hold on. People have Oberon Midnight Release parties?
Yeah, they're doing that at, what's that bar around the corner? One Eye Buddies is going to have it. I know that for sure.
Wow.
So,
I don't know what to say.
Do you guys know of, you know, something you want to maybe tell someone if they're in a specific area, maybe random? You know, not a Grand Rapids or a Kalamazoo.
Bars, but beer, I mean.
Sure, why not?
Meet me in Atlanta, Michigan, and we'll...
For
a midnight release of Busch Light 2017.
The laundry in Fenton was the first old fashioned I've ever had, and it was incredible.
Now, that is part of, isn't there? There's a brewery that's part of the laundry. And I'm trying to think of, I don't think it's Fenton Winery and Brewery. I think it's somebody else. But I think the people who work for the laundry own a brewery.
Like, it's absolutely amazing.
Because they have a Mexican restaurant up there, too, like a little to-go Mexican spot right around the corner from the laundry. I'll figure it out. But
their food is absolutely incredible.
What about you, Mike?
I'm trying to think. Oliveira's in Ionia, Michigan. It's a small little pizza place in between Grand Rapids and Lansing, and they have a sneaky good tap lineup. Also, Jets Pizza in
Chelsea.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. that is
sneaky good, too. Yeah.
Wow. They've got like 40 taps there, don't they?
Oh, they do very well.
And right Jets?
You will be surprised. It is like one of the few, if maybe not only, Jets that actually is like full-on sit-down bar.
So you can go in and crush $30 pizza and craft beer. It's basically what you got.
It's a couple of
others. Really well. It's a bad thing.
And it's right by the Chelsea Ale House, too, so if you're looking for something else. It's Linchpin, by the way. Linchpin is the same people who do laundry.
There's a couple other things you can do in that Jets, but I won't mention it.
Oh, why would you say that and then not say it?
I was going to say,
What else can you do?
Can you smoke in that Jets?
Coke off the toilet?
Coke off the toilet?
No, they have shelves for that in the bathroom, man. Come on. You're better than that.
No, I'm not.
The changing station's
on. So, Nick, do you have any, like, a favorite beer bar around here?
Oh, gosh. Not really.
No. Dan?
Of course. Madison Club.
Madison Club. Mad Club. All right. Yeah,
of course. Absolutely.
You can get $2 pints of Amberbach.
$1.75 before 6. Come on now. How many lunches have we spent up in that place?
Many. Yeah. I was on the way to work. You were at lunch.
Oh, that's true.
How about our new social media person?
I'm getting there.
How about the beer we're
drinking, too? Speed it up, man.
What do you guys think?
Leaving her out.
What are we drinking?
This is the strawberry saison.
The strawberry saison.
From Benner.
Oh, I haven't even poured mine yet. Yeah. I'm still on the cherry capital sour. If somebody wants to give me another glass, I can pour the cherry saison as well.
Got plenty. Fill them up.
So what about you?
This is just cut with cherry
juice. Jesus Christ. My gosh. Other than Brown Iron, do you have a favorite little hangout or bar or?
I like One-Eyed Betty's if I'm in Ferndale, or Grand Trunk in Detroit?
Oh, yeah. Grand Trunk in Detroit. Yeah. It's really good.
It's one of the oldest bars in Detroit.
It's the last place I remember having Brick.
Oh, my gosh, Brick.
Well, no, and Dan would yell at me. Oh, yeah.
Brick here.
Yeah. Dan would yell at me.
The can didn't explode.
they still have it in places.
What about yourself?
Where are you finding Brick?
Food-wise. Local?
They have it.
Food-wise?
Yeah.
Like, for me?
Yeah.
I would probably say Embrew in regards to, I haven't had bad food there yet. They usually have pasties and or pasties.
Pasties, are those really white people? Is that what you're talking
about? The super Kens.
The pizza's good. Yeah. The beer, always
there. They're probably all pasty. Pizza's
incredible.
I haven't had their breakfast pizza, but what I love about their beer selection is that they usually have just about every single style there.
And they serve backwards in a pint.
Yes, they do.
Is that not
normal? They serve everything in a pint. A pint or a growler.
They'll give you a growler of that, then. It'll be like $50, I guarantee it.
What about you, Taco Guy? What about Imperial?
Imperial's all right.
We had their Sonorans, bacon-wrapped hot dogs. They're deep-fried.
I didn't like the food there.
Bacon-wrapped hot dogs. Wow.
I never liked the food there. There's so many, like, the Huron Room is really good in regards to food with a decent beer and cocktail selection. Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
Over by Mexican Village.
Honeybee
is good.
That's Ooh. Probably one of the best kept secrets for bottle shops in Detroit. Yeah,
so
very good prices, very good.
So at the grocery store?
Yeah.
Wow.
And on Tuesdays, just go up to the deli counter. There's going to be a wait for tacos. They do really good tacos there.
And yeah, very, very good ground chorizo.
Yes.
That's pretty much where I get my chorizo.
And their El Pastor meat, you can get it raw. I mean, it's cheap. Nice. It's good stuff.
Yeah, Honeybee is definitely very well-kept secret.
Until now. Sorry.
I'll tell you what, if they start booming business, I'm going to go over there and be like, hey.
Hey, you owe me a cut of this.
You owe me some tacos.
That's all right. That's all right.
Pay me in tacos.
That's all right.
What else we got, Rob?
So Major League Baseball, a Major League Baseball team, rather, is kind of stepping into the world, not necessarily the world of craft beer, but doing a little partnership. Because obviously, as craft beer sales kind of have been steady and growing of sorts, the Kansas City Royals have decided to partner up with Boulevard Brewing, and they basically have their own official craft beer, which basically is a pilsner called KC Pils. One of the bigger advantages, obviously, is that now Boulevard basically gets to use the Kansas City Royals logo and put it all over their beer as much as they want. And it's just money. There's money coming in their pocket from Kansas City, from all the neighboring states that don't have a Major League Baseball team. So, you know, everybody that really, you know, ride or dies with the Royals, they're sitting there with a Kansas City Royals branded beer.
Have you ever been to their brewery at all?
Boulevard?
Yeah.
I have not.
We got to go there for a crew drive last year. Missouri and Kansas were kind of like on the border, but we got to actually go and see behind the scenes when they launched a new tap room. It was incredible.
Really good beer, too.
We have, like, Michigan, in regards to Ford Field as well as Comerica. I haven't been to the Palace, and I couldn't tell you how long, so I can't speak for that.
Since it was two championship drive.
I was going to say, even Joe Louis, like, the amount of craft beer that you can get at these places is starting to become, like, a necessity.
Yeah.
In regards to, and what's really weird, and something that I never understood, there was a release at Comerica Park, and they had Black Note and KBS, and it was like a 100-degree day outside. And I'm like, this is a terrible idea. Like, these huge beers. Well, you know, I didn't – have you what's your opinion on Black Note?
I've only had it twice, and it has been aged. I haven't had it fresh yet.
We had it fresh.
I still enjoyed it.
I did not. I wasn't a fan of it.
You weren't a fan of it.
There are so many better barrel-aged beers. Like, I
– Do you like KBS?
I love KBS.
Okay.
Yeah, we need a crack bad.
Yeah.
this year's too.
Yeah, I know. That's why we need
Have you seen the new bottle yet?
Well, let's.
But I'll tell you what, though, with Boulevard, I've never seen a city embrace a brand better than they did for, you know, Kansas City with Boulevard. The amount of placements, the amount of execution out there, I was astounded.
Do you think you could do that in Detroit somewhere with a brewery?
We
not Founders specific, but
with any brewery?
Any brewery.
Like, I mean, I think you can. You know, you think about the off-premise accounts that we have. Detroit, I spent a lot of time in Detroit. I covered Detroit Metro, Macomb County. The amount of spaces down there for off-premise to go buy a craft beer bottle, a shop, is minimal. We're talking 4 or 5. Mm-hmm. So I think you're going to see there's supposed to be 50 to 75 new restaurants coming in there in a year and a half and 2 years.
Oh,
that's, you know, the amount of stuff that's going to come in there and what Detroit's going to be in 2 years is astounding to even, like, think about. For me, so I'm going to make my business card raid down there.
Well, you look at Brush Park is revitalizing, and it's kind of like it goes in spots.
Yeah,
you know, the current up right now is Brush Park. Like, they've got like 6 or 7 restaurants that are opening up in Brush Park. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking, like, could Atwater do the same thing with Comerica that you see with Kansas City and Boulevard?
I don't know.
You know, I'm not talking Atwater, like, politic-wise, but, like, yeah, anybody. Like, Motor City Brewworks, Traffic Jam.
I think anybody could. If Boulevard's doing it, I don't think they're – I honestly don't know how old they are. I actually bought a couple beers of theirs at Holiday Market today. I was interested in trying it. They're barrel-aged quad, and they had a sour – bought a couple singles of it.
You should have probably bought that at Zatuna Liquor over in Rochester.
Is that one of your sponsors?
No, but okay, Ken drives 50 miles to go to a party store. Everyone else doesn't.
I'll go to Zatuna Liquor knowing full well that I know exactly what I'm getting when I show up.
I'm there 3 times a week.
That's because Jack's a great guy.
Absolutely. And you know, if you visit him, you're not going to leave 3 hours later.
Oh, yeah. He's a talker and a pourer.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Great, great guy. Have you been to Zatuna before?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's
fantastic.
Well, you're kind of living out in that area. Have you gotten a chance to go to Zatuna Liquor?
Yeah, she's not far.
Yes.
From
it. Oh, yeah, I love Jack. He's one of my beer guys.
Everybody loves Jack.
You can keep this one.
Jack's awesome. But, you know, I was, you know, kind of thinking about the story is that, you know, you start seeing all of these teams getting themselves an official beer. And, you know, you've got the league that has, you know, Major League Baseball has Budweiser. NFL has Bud Lights. NHL probably has Milwaukee's Best. I have no idea.
NHL has Milwaukee's
NHL's
Best.
NHL's probably got Labatt or Molson.
Labatt or Molson, right. I mean, so that kind of steps on their toes a little bit when you've got teams that are getting themselves their own official beer and it not be a macro.
Right.
I'm trying to see if the NHL actually has a sponsorship with some type of
beer.
There's
no hockey team in Wisconsin, for one. Why would they have Milwaukee's Best? I'm really curious on that one, Rob.
I'm just throwing that one out there just simply because it's hockey and, you know,
and you're drinking.
That's a very cold to me. They should have a hockey team.
I agree.
As far as sports are
Phoenix
concerned.
Phoenix has a team, and Miami has a team.
And who knows?
Southern California has two.
I think the University of Wisconsin has a team.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
UW Madison, UW Green Bay, UW everything.
They're frozen four almost every year.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's just, I don't know. It just always seems like the leagues have their beers, and they start looking at these microbrews or, you know, craft beer breweries that are coming and going from team to team.
They're going to follow the money, but you're not going to see anyone that has the pockets deep enough to get that kind of a sponsorship.
Right.
You're not going to see New Belgium Avalanche. Like New Belgium, what would be the...
The Avalanche?
Well, I was going to say the Avalanche, but the New Belgium Stadium is where the Denver Broncos play. No, you're not going to see that.
It's not going to go that far.
No.
You know, unless maybe you have a huge investment from another company that's helping you out, but I don't think anybody's going to... That's a huge amount of money just to spend to put your name on a place. That's why it's pizza. I mean, a Little Caesars Arena.
Oh, the pizza arena.
The pizza arena.
Hockey.
And not, you know, Mike Ilitch Stadium or right. Gordie Howe.
Or Gordie Howe Stadium.
Yeah, but that'd get confusing now that it's the Gordie Howe Bridge.
Yeah, which leads you to the Gordie Howe Stadium.
All right, there you go. It sells itself right there.
Right.
Remember when Enron had a stadium named after them?
Oh, yes, the Astros Stadium. That's right.
It's not always a good thing.
Yeah.
They were the smartest guys in the room.
Enron?
See what
That's the name
there.
Of the documentary about Enron.
I see what you did there. There was another thing I just ran into before we went into the break. Probably a beer sitting right next to your morning coffee.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that's normal.
Another breakfast beer from Massachusetts Somerville Brewing Company caught the media's attention about releasing a beer called Sunday Morning, which is a Belgian ale that is made with Captain Crunch.
Kunin does
that.
A Captain Crunch, I think.
Do they?
Yeah, they do it for their St. Patrick's Day. They do March Madness and everything they throw for that.
Specifically, Captain Crunch Crunch Berries.
Ooh, the good ones.
Cereal.
Yeah, Kunin does a bunch of cereals.
You pick that stuff out. They make it just a whole box of just the Crunch Berries.
So I've seen that.
Oh, goodness. It's 9%, at which, you know, that almost hits the benchmark for us.
I thought Crunch Berries get you drunk.
Yeah, well, a Belgian triple.
You pour it into your Crunch Berry cereal.
Apparently pairs well with Crunch Berries or just with a fruity cereal.
See, that's how you eat your cereal. That's how you do breakfast.
Yeah, I guess that is how you do breakfast. I mean, it's just, I don't know, it always gets me how there's something else that's being brewed with. I mean, we saw what was going on in Sweden, which I won't get into because, it gets, you know.
What?
Yeah.
Political?
Well, no. It just kind of goes into the areas of, you know, belly button lint.
Oh, we've talked about that before.
And
all right, so here's what's on the agenda for Kunin's tap release. You got Captain Crunch Berries, Blueberry Pancake Ale, Lucky Charms Lager, Irish Coffee Stout, Cocoa Puffs. Ruby Red Grapefruit Wit, Candied Bacon Brown.
Where the hell's the tricks?
Pineapple Pancake Porter.
What?
And plus the return of the Leanne Dub Dry Irish Stout on cask. So that's the beers that they're going to be releasing for this year's Breakfast of Champions,
give those guys a shout out for the all cask lineup they had.
Is that Saturday?
Friday.
On St. Patty's Day.
See if we can get in there and maybe grab something for the show next week.
Yeah.
No, I was just saying, give a shout out to them too, the all cask lineup.
The all cask lineup. We had a blast pouring over there. Except for that one IPA that was so foamy, and I'm like, it's gonna be foamy. Sorry.
The Hollow be thy name.
Yeah. Like I warned everyone the because everyone was getting that, and I'm like, it's gonna be take me a second to pour, and it's not gonna be a good pour. The ace is high. It's not going to be a good pour, but welcome to Cask Ales.
They do this at their Warren location? I mean, they have two. I haven't been to the new one.
This is going to be, as I'm going to try to stall and look for it, on the sheet at the Warren Tap Room. Yep.
Okay.
There you go.
Yep. So it doesn't look like it's going to be at the Clinton Township Tap Room, but the Warren Tap Room.
Gotcha.
All right. So I'm out of that cherry set. That was good. It's right in front of me.
How was the other dark liquid you were just trying?
Oh, sorry. It's all right. Not as good as this.
Did you drink all your best lager? Oh, no, you didn't. Did you mix it?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it's supposed to blend.
Pass me that KBS.
You're supposed to be eating that brownie with that, by the way.
I haven't drank the KBS yet.
What's in this brownie?
It's just regular. It's a KBS brownie. You made it with KBS. It's
KBS and what?
Brownie KBS. Mix.
Duncan Hines.
Flour.
Flour. Betty Crocker.
And butter. I use butter instead of vegetable oil for some... Can't fake it, right?
No, you can't.
A little piece?
No, absolutely
Pass it around if anybody wants.
Is that what we're doing?
It's, hey, puff, puff, give.
That's actually really good. Chocolate chips in there, too?
Hell yeah. So I make a double or triple batch every single year. Tomorrow's our KBS day in Grand Rapids. Our our team goes through quite a bit, and there's a line to get in, probably 500 plus people.
Huge. I believe
so
it.
I always come back and bring in KBS brownies every single year, so it's nice. Tradition.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think of fresh KBS 2017?
Oh, fuck yeah.
I don't see a difference. It's beer.
It's pretty good. Beer.
Oh, it's fantastic.
It's pretty
good. I drank all mine.
I love it, and but I do not regret not going to KBS Week this year.
So how many people show up to KBS like
for the day?
Like each day.
Well, KBS Week is actually an awesome thing that we do. We choose three accounts Monday through Friday to tap 27 KBS before we do. It's a way for us to kind of give back to those retail accounts, those restaurants have been supporting us year round. This year we did something kind of unique that I really enjoyed that I wish we can kind of try to embrace on this side of the state, but it's hometown. They do their own thing. They invited our top 40 accounts, top 40 restaurants or draft accounts to the Centennial Room to meet our co-founders, our brewmaster, and they actually did a lottery. You got one of those baskets. Everybody puts their name in there, and then there's only 15 slots. So there's three tappings Monday through Friday, and we can only allocate our resources and our bodies so much. So those 40 accounts are probably getting it, but they're not going to be a part of KBS Week, where we'll literally, throw marketing and everything at it. And then tomorrow morning, 11 a.m., will be the first time that we tap it. People show up at like 8 a.m. and they do like a bottle share and stuff in line. And so it's a really fun day. It's kind of cool because people are drinking KBS, which is this year's 11.8%. It's a little bit different than last year. They're sipping on it. So it's not people pounding back pints. People are sipping on this beer and relaxing and hanging out all day. So the tap room fills up immediately, but it's a lot of fun.
But they're waiting for the Japanese flag to go out for your Sapporo clone is what they're actually doing.
It's JBS.
JBS.
So I'm hoping for some other cool
barely Sapporo
stuff to
come clone
out tomorrow.
Is that what you're waiting for?
Sapporo.
So I won't know until tomorrow. If I'm lucky enough, I get to go through the coolers early, but I'll just be there
I was gonna say,
delivering brownies and hopefully drinking some beer.
And I think I need that recipe. But I think there was – I wasn't sure. I was kind of looking at the boards. It didn't sound like there was a lot of any disappointment that they didn't see any CBS throughout the week.
Well, you look at what we have on tap right now. Backwoods is still on. Barrel-aged curmudgeon, spent over 2 years in a barrel. It's 13%. Just an absolutely incredible beer. So for me that would be the reason to go to Grand Rapids and try it. I mean, I would take that over CBS, I'm not going to lie. I've had both. That beer spent more time in a barrel. Curmudgeon, I think, is one of the unsung heroes in our lineup. It just came out. My mug, my face, is actually on the 4-pack carrier this year, which is kind of cool.
Wait, what?
Yeah. I wish I would have brought a 4-pack for you guys to see this. I didn't get any samples, but my where the hole's punched is a... I'm in between two of the people who work with us in the tap room, Liz and Benjamin Wonder.
It's just CBS, pretty much the most people, is the holy grail.
I mean, but if you work for the brewery for 4 years, I've had that. Barely too much is more rare because it's never been done.
It's like living in Hawaii. I mean, it's like,
right.
Yeah, it's Hawaii. We got palm trees. It's sun. It's great.
It's $1 million a square foot.
But people show up
and
it's like, oh my God, it's Hawaii. Oh my God, it's so beautiful. Yeah, yeah.
Just because
beautiful.
They don't see the meth users. That's why.
So is the barrel aged curmudgeon, is that just staying in Grand Rapids, or do you know if there's
so
any?
we only got a couple for this side of the state, and I mean I have 15 events coming up in the next 12 days. I tried to make to send them where it made sense when people had gaps. We're really trying to make sure that this is what we're focusing on, but if we can get to 10 or 12 tops, we're gonna do so. So we got a couple. The first one we'll see is Tuesday at Sedona Tap House. We're doing a barrel aged curmudgeon there. We're going to do regular curmudgeon as well. You can try them side by side. Curmudgeon, I still think it's an old ale, so it's a malt heavy beer, brewed molasses and oak aged, and to put that in a barrel for almost 2 years, and to almost gain 5% from a barrel. Most of the time, we'll probably see 2.5-3% on a barrel aged beer, depending on the time frame. But to get almost 5% out of that.
All right.
Yeah.
And one other question, though, because I know a lot of people have asked this, too, in terms of the 2017 release, why KBS and a bomber?
So everybody wanted more access to this beer. So this year, I can safely say that we made more than we ever had. Every single year, we make more KBS, and people wanted more of it. By by putting it in a bomber, you still have the option. So we're able to get more beer. So everybody who bought a ticket this year had the option to get up to 4 four-packs and 2 bombers. That's almost a full case. Last year was only 3 four-packs.
It was 3 four-packs, right.
So it's for me, the KBS has always been a sharing bottle for me, a sharing beer. I only drink one bottle myself once a year, and that's Christmas time when I'm wrapping presents. I'm a guy, so I can't wrap with a damn. these big bottle formats are meant to bring people together and share, and so I love the fact that I now can have more than the 1 ounce that we just shared together, guys. I mean, that's the truth of it. I think it's we want to be able to add, you know, what we're doing with our barrel aging program, we want to be able to give more options to those different formats. So.
Hey, pass me that bottle real quick. Right.
Yeah, there's still a little bit in there if you're still thirsty.
We got to do an experiment.
Oh, geez.
Oh, don't. Oh, I'm looking. Oh, I'm going to look away.
It's Milwaukee's KBS.
Oh, it's mixed. It's mixed. Get over it.
If you enjoy this, I swear.
Milwaukee, there has to be a.
Try that. That is not bad. Try that. I'm getting verification right now.
I'd have to believe
Do they have a second?
No.
Pass it to Kevin. Kevin, no.
Oh my God. Somebody needs to look it up, see if there actually is a Milwaukee in Kentucky. No. So we can call that Milwaukee.
It just tastes watered down.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
It
does.
It tastes like the bourbon, the liquor has fallen off already.
It's good.
That's pretty much what it did is it knocked off the liquor. It aged it for a year.
Putting ice cubes in Pappy Van Winkle.
It's not bad.
All right. One more before we hit out the break. I saw something that popped up on DACME. So shout out to Joe Hakeem for this little slide that showed up. It was going on at the Pure Michigan Agribusiness Summit where Dave Engbers of Founders was given a keynote speech. The slide showed that it stated that 65% of all craft beer sold in Michigan is Michigan craft beer, and that the state craft beer industry accounts for over 5,100 jobs, $144 million in wages, and $277 million in economic output. Huh. So it's, like, huge. But I guess both to Founders and Perrin.
And Brian Iron.
Should the industry in Michigan push farther to reach a higher percentage? I mean, essentially pushing everybody else out. I know there's always that want to make money, but in the expense of pushing everyone else out from the state and essentially just exiling everybody so that we only breweries? Have the 100%.
You can't exile
Hold on one second, because I want to direct this towards Angela, because she works at a tap house that has so many beers that isn't just Michigan. What do you see at that tap house in regards to, is this 65% number level with what you see in regards to serving customers? Your personal experience, I don't need direct numbers. I don't need you to give me the books of Brown Iron Brew House. But in regards to, you know, two out of every three beers is a Michigan beer. Do you see that at Brown Iron? Do you see more?
People come
or less?
In and they want Michigan beer. We sell a lot of our own beer now, so the sales have been good for that, and our beer is flying fast. So,
do you see people more going towards your beer now as opposed to your guest taps? I guess would be the proper.
Yeah, definitely. Okay.
I mean, going through the beer list at Brown Iron Brew House, I mean, which, by the way, is an awesome list.
And our sponsor.
And one of our sponsors. I would say probably maybe 1 in 5 is something from outside the state. Yet the makeup of what Brown Iron is brewing, you guys have, four or five probably?
Usually four on tap.
Four on
Three
tap.
Three to four.
And, you know,
66.
Well, you guys go from 63 to 65 here. You know, I'm gonna yell at your webmaster here.
we have 64 on the wall and 2 casts.
Okay, all right. But you know, 4 taps out of the 60 plus that you guys have, and you know, everyone's kind of gravitating towards the 4 that you guys put out, you know, on a daily basis. You know,
well, I think that's definitely common of breweries that have a large tap of others, like Paddle Hard.
Yeah.
What's the other one up in Grayling that I can't think of? It's like Bear something Bear. I don't remember. I'll figure it out in a second. but nonetheless, like those beers are like people will go towards those beers and then get something that they like unless they like that beer. Like when, right. when a lot of people go to these breweries, they want to try everything.
Yes.
That's the whole right. reason why people have like, flights. That's yeah. why now craft beer bars have flights.
Yep.
Because you have to.
Yeah, you go to a place like Brown Iron, you have to have it because there's just so many that you need to do it.
We're holding off on the flights. We don't have flights.
I love it.
Six ounce samples.
There you go.
That's not bad.
Yeah, but you
though.
Can put no. five of those together. That's you a flight.
Yeah.
I was going to say, yeah, that's a flight that I'll buy.
Just drop the tray.
Or you could just do your own. Remember when Falling Down opened? Were you there for that?
No.
Why are we? So our buddy Chris, they didn't do
flights. Well, he did pints. He did a pint of
because they ran out of flight glasses.
Dragon Mead does that too, where they'll sell you five pints.
They got a pint of everything
really?
On opening day.
This is my
they don't do like Killer Bee and Final Abso and the high stuff.
Here's a growler and a half. Have fun.
All right,
he's a big guy.
We're going to take a quick break. During segment three, we're going to be announcing the Stout 16, which starts tomorrow, a brewery head-to-head competition that's going to last for the next 4 weeks. And we'll tell you more when we come back. And we are back, Better on Draft Podcast, episode 74. Without Matt Bush this week, as you could tell, because it's been a little quiet.
Yeah.
The show still went off the rails. That's because it's Dan's fault.
No, I usually get it off the rails at 7:01.
Yeah,
normally.
Maybe it's because, you know.
But lately, Matt shows up pretty drunk, like already shit-faced. Like, wow, you're outdoing me.
I wish I had his.
Outdoing me.
Well, you used to go to the Mad Club before you came
That's
here.
That's true. That is
so
true.
So we are having a tournament, a bracket,
yeah.
a competition between 16 brewers. After just announcing this, I had a lot of brewers contact me like, hey, why aren't we in here? So
hey,
nonetheless.
He went around. Matt went to everyone.
So, in regards to
craft beer, sir.
In regards to
I didn't say that reaction was
I didn't
great.
Say it. In regards to founders and parent, we tried to keep it a little bit more Detroit centric because we're going to be going to the tap house and buying a keg. So we wanted to be a little bit more local. I know next year we're going to.
We don't want to drive to Keweenaw for the
winter.
Can you imagine we had to drive to Keweenaw for the fucking winter and be like, oh, great, what did we just walk into?
Yeah, I'd be
Matt.
Tying that into the up north beer.
No,
We'd just send Matt.
Yeah.
So tell us about the tournament.
So the tournament itself, it's going to be based on Facebook voting using the Facebook emoji system. We're going to be releasing tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern. So today is the 10th. Tomorrow is the 11th, and you'll have roughly 6 days. Straight of voting, so you can share it, you could tell your friends, vote for one or the other. So for the first round, you could technically vote for all 8 matchups. So the matchups we got going on right now in the top left bracket: Rochester Mills versus Black Lotus, Ellison versus ABC, we have Draft Horse versus Drafting Table, and Redline versus Ascension. Starting with the right side, we got Downey versus Dearborn Brewing, Canton Brew Works versus River Rouge, Brooks Brewing versus Sherwood, and Boffin versus Sellerman.
That's some really interesting matchups here, and I guess
I haven't heard of some of these.
You know, some of them are fairly new. Some of them are fairly new. Some of them we are definitely not new, i.e. Rochester Mills.
Are you sure? Black Lotus is pretty new, aren't they? And Arbor? Arbor's a new new brewery.
Oh, gosh.
Have you heard of them before?
I've heard of those.
Yeah, I think we had them on our show once.
Canton Brew Works, I haven't heard of.
Canton Brew Works, we've had them on our show. Most of these we've actually had on our show.
Yeah. Redline?
Mm-hmm. Redline, we had Redline last week.
Last week.
Doug over there. Burton, yeah. That's the brewery that burned
down. River Rouge, though. That's some good liquid over there.
Yeah.
That's right down the street.
Right down the street from here, yep. So what we're going to do is we're going to kind of cut a little bit, because we had everyone fill out a bracket that's here that wanted to participate. Did you fill out a bracket, Kevin, or are you just kind of looking
at it?
You didn't have a pen?
Here we go.
There you go.
I'm going to kiss the ones that win.
Problem solved.
So what we wanted to do also is that we wanted to make sure that it wasn't the major brewers like kind of clogging up the entire system. So we wanted to do a little fun things. Like we had Sherwood and Brooks Brewing, which are both in the same little area. Wanted them to compete against each other. Dearborn versus Downey. You know, kind of Draft Horse and Drafting Table aren't too far away from each other. The U of M MSU matchup of ABC versus Ellison. So we wanted to have a little bit of fun with everything.
Go green.
So let's kind of, as Kevin Shea, are you a Maize and Blue fan?
Yes, I am. I also can't read some of these, so.
I was having to ask
who's
him,
this?
Too.
That's Draft Horse.
Draft Horse.
Draft Horse.
Draft Horse.
That's an H?
Yes, that's their logo.
Yeah.
Draft Craft Horse Brewing.
That is the opposite of that first letter.
The H is in the middle.
The H is in the middle.
D-H-A. There you go.
Oh, that's the brewery.
There you go. There you go.
Scooping what you're pooping.
I guess I learned something new.
So I guess we'll kind of start off and go through, based on time, we'll see how fast we're going. But we'll start off with trying to get everyone's at least the first round. So we have Black Lotus versus Rochester Mills. I chose Black Lotus to win that matchup, as well as Matt Bush did. The reason for that is we think Nick the Brewer is a huge marketing mind.
Yes.
And I'm scared of that. So nonetheless, Dan, who do you got?
Black Lotus.
Black Lotus. All right, Nick.
I'm going to go Rochester Mills.
Rochester Mills. You don't trust Nick the Brewer.
I trust Nick the Brewer, but, you know.
Nick the Brewer.
I'm going to go the up. I'm going to go, I think, the up, which is the upset in this case.
Kevin DeVries.
I did Black Lotus.
Black Lotus. All right, Rob.
BL.
Black Lotus.
Michael. I went Rochester Mills, but please do not punch me, Nick.
Oh, wow. Nick the Brewer? Nick the Brewer. He'll close
line. I'm not going to punch our guest.
Don't drink his
It'd kind of be like an uppercut punch, because, you know, he's got to punch upwards.
Oh, my gosh. Love you, Nick. I'm a pretty short guy.
Angela.
Black Lotus.
Black Lotus.
Wow.
Don't we have a mango IPA, by the way, that I kind
of
want to...
Yeah. Sir, it's like right in front of you.
No, that's my strawberry Saison that I'm taking home.
Watch me chug the rest of it before you leave.
We'll probably drink the rest of it before we...
hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Next we have ABC, Arbor Brewing Co. versus Ellison. I have ABC winning that one. Oh. And thank you for the IPA.
I want Ellison.
I got Ellison.
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 Yeah.
Oh, wow. And for Matt Bush says Ellison. So I'm the only one guessing.
Ellison.
So kind of in the, I guess it would be the Western Oakland County matchup. We have Draft Horse versus Drafting Table. I've got Drafting Table.
A Draft Horse.
Drafting Table.
Drafting Table.
Drafting Table.
Drafting Table.
I guessed Drafting Table based off of the Winter Beer Fest.
And Matt Bush has Draft Horse. Now, just so you guys know, as you're listening along, you can make your own bracket. We're going to be posting it along with this episode. You can go to facebook.com/betteronDraft to get all your votes in, as well as a blank bracket there for you to download and fill out. We do have an interesting matchup. Now, we did have a last-minute dropout, which is why this is kind of interesting.
Who dropped out?
I'd prefer not to say.
Well, they're blacklisted, so.
Blacklisted. Oh, ouch. So we have Redline really. Taking their spot against Ascension.
Who's the newbie? Can we ask that?
Who's the newbie?
Is Redline the one that took the place?
Redline's the one that took the place.
Oh, yeah. Okay, all right.
Yep, so Adam was definitely on board with this, and we talked to him, and then we had Redline here last week, who was like, can we join? And sure enough.
Yeah, you're here.
Yeah.
Sure enough, we had someone drop that time.
It wasn't Kunin, was it?
It was not Kunin, no. No. Me and Matt both have Ascension. What about you, Dan?
I have Ascension. That barrel age thing he brought that time was too damn good.
Was that the gorilla?
Whatever it was.
800-pound gorilla?
In the collar.
In the crawler, yeah.
I'm going Redline. I think they're going to generate enough social media buzz to get all their supporters to vote for this one. All
right.
I didn't even think about that.
I went to Ascension.
Yep.
I mean, simply because they had Once You Goes a Black.
Yes, yes.
Once You Goes a Black.
When I pointed that out to you, your face lit.
And, of course, Juicy, I'm home. I'm going with Ascension.
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 All right.
I'm the aristocrat again.
Don't make a beer like that and it not get drunk.
So what region is this next one?
This next one, there's no real region.
It's like one city. It's like a city point.
So we have the Battle of Dearborn.
This is
Downey Brewing Co. versus Dearborn Brewing. Myself, I chose Downey, and Matt chose Dearborn. Dan, what about you?
I chose Dearborn only because I wasn't here. I was in my bingo score, Iceland, when Downey was here.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, you were.
I went Downey. Downey in this one.
I went Dearborn.
Dearborn?
I was very, very close. I ended up going Dearborn.
Dearborn?
Dearborn.
Dearborn?
Dearborn.
Dearborn. John over there getting a lot of love. Next up, we have Canton Brew Works. Oh, yeah. Him and his wife, great.
Both breweries, awesome people.
Oh, yeah.
Very awesome.
Canton Brew Works versus River Rouge. Now, River Rouge has had a lot of like awards and brand new brewery. Canton Brew Works been around for a little bit. Both of us chose Canton Brew Works, though, me and Matt.
CBW, yeah.
I'll go River Rouge.
River Rouge, give it a look, man.
CBW.
River Rouge.
River Rouge.
Is Canton really not local? Like that's
We can walk to River Rouge. I've also been to River Rouge, so I picked them. I actually got them going pretty far.
Well, we
got
to get you over to Canton Brew Works one day.
Yeah, we can do
well,
so.
Let's I want to go to all of these and then drive back. That's a great idea.
You've been to Sellerman's, right?
Yeah.
Have you been to Sellerman's?
Me and my couple of my buddies went in there. We got a cider, we got a mead, we got a beer. I was happy to have all of those in one spot. That's awesome.
So we've got Sellerman's. That's a good.
We've got Brooks versus Sherwood. So I have Sherwood. Matt has Brooks. What about you, Dan?
I love Kerry. Brooks.
Brooks is good.
Yeah.
Brooks Brewing.
Brooks.
Kerry is that shit is amazing. Brooks.
Brooks Brewing.
This is hard. This is my neighborhood. I got
you gotta live over. Uh-oh.
Like right down the road.
You make it the band hammer, whatever one you don't
especially
say.
Especially Brooks
the band hammer.
What do we play?
They're so nice.
Brooks is awesome.
I'm the only one with Sherwood, and that's not a good sign. Sellerman's versus Boffin, the final round.
Well, this is an interesting one.
So I chose Sellerman's.
I chose Matt's favorite Baffin.
Uncle Sellerman's.
Now, is this based off the their beer, or are you saying
this is based off of votes?
Votes.
Popular.
So fan,
it's nothing to do with their beer. It's popularity and social media presence.
Yeah, do you trust? Hold on. Do you
trust
me? Do you trust me to vote the best beer?
No.
Exactly. So
popular. Yeah, I drink
this
King
guy's
Cobra.
Got the best opinion on craft beer in here.
Yeah, I drink King Cobra.
Craft beer.
Yeah, you got one. Well, I mean, this Milwaukee's best is as craft as your founder's cable.
Oh, yeah. Stop. Oh,
same thing.
Stop it.
Hey, be quiet over there, Oscar Blues. Don't think I'm letting you off the hook.
I want my brownie back.
don't ask them, please.
I chose Sellerman's.
Jeez, and the Rockets.
Because they're also just up the street from me.
My God, and the Rockets, Ric Flair.
What you got?
It's very American right now.
I know.
The gloves are off.
Hashtag boycott Budweiser.
Rob, who you got on this one?
I've got Sellerman's on
Sellerman's.
This one.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Avin up at Baffin, so we're going with Baffin.
Baffin.
Oh, I'm not alone.
That mango IPA is really good, by the way.
Awesome. Thank you.
I'm not a bit.
Did you make it?
I wish I could say. I watch it. I just sit there and watch it all happen.
You supervise.
Tell
them
to keep making
good.
A good liquid.
She's the muscle of Brown Iron Brew House.
Are you the security guy at the door? Are you the one that throws
she's
me
the checking
out?
Ideas.
I'm the internet muscle.
I was like, who's going to throw me out when I walk into a bar? When I walk into a bar, I always like to see, like, who's going to be the one throwing me out later?
who do you have in the Sellerman Baffin?
Sellerman's.
All right, as we go to the top. Eight, you're going to kind of have to announce your contest and then who you're going to win. So I got Black Lotus versus Arbor Brewing Co., and I have Arbor Brewing Co. winning that one. We'll go to Dan.
I've got Black Lotus versus Ellison. What'd Matt do?
Black Lotus versus Ellison, Black Lotus winning.
Same thing for me.
All right.
Yeah. I got Rochester Mills and Ellison, and I got Rochester Mills.
Black Lotus and Ellison. I have Ellison.
I got the same there, Black Lotus and Ellison with Ellison.
And I have the Mills versus Ellison with Ellison.
Ellison has those dank IPAs that everybody wants.
Exactly.
They also have a Carolina Reaper Stout.
From the Cascale Festival. Ooh,
yeah. Ooh.
The Cascale Festival.
I get heartburn thinking about that.
Oh, it's delicious.
Ellison's the stickiest of the icky.
Their presence on social media alone, though.
Okay, Rick.
I had more hands.
I've got my next lineup. I got Drafting Table versus Ascension, and I've got Ascension beating Drafting Table on that one.
Next one, I've got Drafting Table and Ascension. I have Draft Horse. I have Draft Horse winning that.
Okay.
I got Drafting Table in Red Line, and I got Drafting Table.
Drafting Table and Ascension, and I got Ascension.
There you go.
Same Drafting Table, Ascension, got Ascension. It said those damn juicy IPAs.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Ditto.
Same.
All right.
Rob, the Goza is the reason you're going.
The Goza.
Don't even lie.
The Ascension wins. So I've got Downey versus Canton Brew Works, and I got Downey going to the Final Four.
I've got Dearborn versus... Oh, what's Matt got? I'm sorry.
Oh, Matt has got Dearborn versus Canton and Dearborn going to the Final Four.
And you mean the fermented four.
Fermented four,
me
yes.
Me and Matt think alike. Like I've got Dearborn versus CBW, and Dearborn wins.
I got Downey versus R squared, and I got Downey.
Dearborn versus River Rouge, and I got River Rouge.
Dearborn and CBW, and I got Dearborn.
Dearborn and River Rouge, I got River Rouge.
Dearborn, River Rouge. I've got River Rouge.
I love the pens flying across the table. There's only update one. To try and be like everyone else. We got to update our bracket.
And finally, to finish off the fermented four, Sherwood versus Sellermans, and I have Sherwood winning.
Whoa!
What's Matt got?
Underdog.
Matt has Brooks versus Boffin and Brooks winning.
Wow! Apparently, me and Matt are
you and Matt have the same final four.
I have Brooks and Baffin, and Brooks wins.
I'm pretty sure you actually have the exact same bracket as Matt, and that's hysterical.
I got Brooks and Sellermans. I got Brooks,
Ellison, River Rouge, and I got Ellison winning.
You are way in the wrong part of the bracket.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Whoa, whoa. Oh, wait. Was that your winner?
Spoiler bottom alert. Bottom right, top eight.
Sellermans and River Rouge, and I have River
Rouge. That's the final four.
Good Lord.
Spoilers.
Jeez.
I'm pretty sure
Sellermans. And Baffin. Sellermans.
There we go.
Something like that. don't you kind of feel like that Brooks beating Sellermans is a little bit of an upset?
No.
No?
Not at all.
Okay. No,
not at all.
No,
I was kind of feeling like I was having.
They're both good, but Brooks has got some great.
I was feeling like I had a little bit of an upset special, but yeah, I got Brooks Sellerman and Brooks winning that one.
I got Brooks and Baffin with Baffin moving on.
Ooh. Oh,
I've got Brooks and Sellermans, and I'm going to stick with Brooks.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Fermented four.
The fermented four. So I'm going to go with I'm going to name both mine to get to the final two. So I have ABC versus Ascension, and I have ABC winning that match going to the finals. Downey versus Sherwood, and I have Sherwood going to the finals. Mm. So with Matt Bush has got Black Lotus versus Draft Horse, and Black Lotus going to the finals. Dearborn versus Brooks, and Brooks going to the finals.
Do I even need to say what I have? This is no joke. I'm not kidding. So moving on.
To Nick.
I got Rochester Mills and drafting table. I got Rochester Mills, and then Downey and Brooks. I have Brooks going.
I'm going to try to do this right. Okay. I got Ellison and Ascension. I got Ellison going, and I have River Rouge and Sellermans. I got River Rouge going.
You know, I'm actually going to change this here because I've got Ellison and Ascension.
Get a pencil out.
And I'm going to go with Ascension pulling that one out and get to the final. Other side, Dearborn and Brooks with Brooks going in.
All right.
I have Ellison v. Ascension with Ellison moving on, and then River Rouge and Baffin with Baffin moving on.
Wow.
Okay. All right. I've got Ellison and Ascension with Ascension moving on, taking my hole. I don't know. I think I messed this up. But I think Ascension's going to win.
I think you have an unnatural advantage because you're a social media...
She's like the one that
these are all very unfamiliar with me. The only ones that I see regularly are Sherwood and Brooks because I think they're the only ones that I've liked.
That's usually the person who wins the bracket.
Get on SoundCloud Manager and boost boost the votes.
That's what always happens.
You like their pages all right now.
that always happens.
Get
in
on
Fiverr.
Buy.
There's always somebody that's like, oh, I don't know. I just pick them based on the mascots.
We're just gonna
buy votes.
Their colors are adorable.
I did some research 2 weeks ago.
She's like, I did research 5 minutes ago.
No, that's fine. I mean, hell, you
so I'm sorry. What was your finals?
I don't know how this works. I have so Ellison and Ascension, and yep. I have Ascension winning.
There you go.
And then River Rogue and Brooks, and I have Brooks winning maybe.
That's what's up.
But I think that Ascension's gonna win.
Maybe Brooks is gonna win, but
all right. So we're getting into the finals. Everybody's bracket's really different except for Dan and Matt.
I can see. I don't even need to read mine. I have a feeling where this is going right now.
One shining moment.
So my winner, as I mentioned, the shock at the beginning, I think Sherwood's going to pull this off.
Ah. They could.
And I think Sherwood's going to win.
They have a big social media presence.
So Matt Bush chose Black Lotus.
I just saw Brooks. Moving on.
Dan chose Black Lotus.
Wait, did we seriously have the same fucking
bracket? Here, I'll let you look at both of them. Nick, who do you got?
I have Rochester Mills and Brooks. I have Brooks winning.
Brooks winning, all right.
Ellison and River Rouge. I got Ellison winning.
All right.
Well, that puts me at Ascension and Brooks.
We have the same bracket.
And
pick for pick.
I got to go. I'm going to go with Brooks.
Yeah.
Brooks.
So I have Ellison v. Baffin. Ellison's got that sticky, icky, ooey, but Baffin's got the Bob Barley. So I'm going with Baffin to take it off.
Bob Barley.
Surprised you didn't go with the Mango Unchained.
Oh, gosh.
And Angela.
Juicy, I'm home. Ascension all the way.
Ascension all the way. That's kind of like the great thing about this, like this entire thing is that we all have our own favorites. We all looking into it. It's not like what's the best way to put it? It's not like, oh, this is, you know, you voted based on your favorite beer or the media presence or anything like that. Beer is meant to be enjoyed. You know, as much as I'm giving shit to Kevin and Mike today about the whole craft.
Oh, just today?
Just today. Oh, never. Right, never right. Before.
It's been not a year. Not poor Milwaukee's best lager into KBS.
I haven't given it to Mike yet, but I definitely shot that right to him earlier.
Can't wait to chew on that later.
But again, beer is definitely something to be enjoyed. And that's why, you know, when we look in regards to who sponsors us and stuff, we choose North Center Brewing over in Northville, Michigan.
Oh.
Great brewery. Great beer, live entertainment.
Don't talk to Bob. Talk to Kevin.
Talk to Kevin DeGrood over there.
Great. Play some shuffleboard.
Go play some shuffleboard. They had open mic night one night. We had some.
If you're Ken, drive 35 miles to go to open up mic night.
Well, I didn't go to open mic. I just went to the brewery.
Yeah, it was just there.
I was just there. Like, I didn't sing. I didn't have the cojones to sing like the 7-year-old.
You should have called me. We could have done a spoken. You should have called me. We could have.
We've had stand-up comedy.
We've had that. Just pull some Henry Rollins up in there or something.
Spoken word Henry Rollins. Yeah.
So as we're kind of cleaning up, we got 10 minutes left for the show. Perrin's Got No Rules coming out very soon. Is there anything else? You guys just did your huge thing with Cigar City. What else is coming up in regards to the spring, summer for Perrin?
Yeah, again, you know, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but, you know, the Michigan Cherry, we're super excited about. You know, we also, you know, we're into that, you know, session IPA time frame. So, you know, all day IPA, you know.
I was gonna say, is there any good session IPAs out there?
Are you thirsty? Pack,
but, yeah, the 19.3s look great.
Two.
19.2s, yeah. Sorry about that.
Looks like you can use a regular koozie for that, too.
But Perrin's got some, right. You know, 15 packs of No Problems, which is our session IPA. You know, and we really embraced the can. So, you know, with those warmer months coming up and the ability to get those cans out to the golf course and the rivers and the lakes, you know, look for Perrin at all the stores because, like I said, we have a great vessel to enjoy great beer in.
Founders, you got KBS Week coming up.
Yes, KBS Day tomorrow. KBS release in Michigan. We get it 2 weeks earlier than any other state, which is great. Like you said, cans in general, that's not a dying trend. You'll see more cans from us. All of our seasonals now are on 15-pack cans, same price as the lovely all day that you see out in the
What about those
stores.
Other barrel-aged beers? What else you got coming up?
Actually, if you search hard enough, you can figure out what's coming out in May.
Barrel-aged Sapporo clone. Don't break the...
My bad. I don't want to get in trouble.
He's got a bag. What's in the bag? What's in the bag?
It's Tracy's head. Not the wife. That's his actual name, his wife's name, and they're not my wife's name.
Wow.
You know, getting into the lighter time, Rubeus, we're craft beer's first 15-pack, at least for, you know, session IPA category. But
wait,
we're also
15-pack?
15-pack,
is
yeah.
This so we can get more drunk and without having to go back to the store?
Or you just pick up the 19-2. We can sell that to you by the case, too. From Sedona, your sponsor, sells it by the case. We're actually craft beer's first 9-pack, too, with Rubeus. So, like, fruit beers, like he's talking about, the Michigan Cherry, the Blackberry, our pure raspberry ale does it really well for us. And being in the can, too, just for how many lakes around here, I had no idea. And so I started driving around here and had to zigzag to get to
accounts.
So many.
Must have been northern Oakland County.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. There's so many up there. So, actually, starting in April 1st, Centennial IPA will be available in a 15-pack can as well.
Wow.
Yes.
And you are.
That's his favorite over there. Same yes. price as well. So all of our cans are 15 packs, whether it's a 12 pack, a 9 pack, or a 15 pack. Those are all line price. So you'll see PC Pills coming back out now, April 1st in a 15 pack. Pretty excited for that one. I don't have any available right now because it's out of stock and out of date.
PC Pills is a good one.
Not good. Yeah. Nothing out of date.
Well, I mean, out of season, I guess. Not out of date. Same thing.
Well, I don't know. I mean, KBS can be out of season technically, but it's not out of date.
Who doesn't like that on a 100-degree day?
Well, I mean, that's the best time to drink KBS. 100-degree days.
Cutting the lawn, 100 degrees outside, humidity.
That's a bowling beer.
Every beer is a bowling beer as long as it fits in a pitcher.
Yeah, or in a bucket.
Pretty much, hey, every beer is a session beer if you have the courage and conviction. It does not matter.
That's true, too.
This mango IPA, by the way.
I actually like it. It's not very hoppy at all. The mango really cuts it. So we mentioned in regards to Brown Iron what they've got going on, their customer appreciation. Do you have any tap takeovers coming out soon or anything going on for St. Patrick's Day?
Griffin Claw tap takeover?
Griffin Claw on Wednesday. We're doing a double tap, shorts, two IPAs, the Cat's Pajamas. And their other one, I need to...
Psychedelic Cat Grass?
No, that's done.
Wait, is that different?
What, shorts? Oh, I'm sorry. Are their 600 the Chief
beers? Hopper. So Chief we're doing two of those on Monday. We always do rare beers on Mondays, so that's a good
rare,
time.
What is rare beers on Monday? Like, is it just a...
Like, if it's, the first keg we've ever gotten, or if it's something hard to get, we tap it Monday mornings, 11 a.m., come get it.
Oh, my God. Way to start the week. Hey, I'm taking a half day on Monday, 11 a.m.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm taking the first half off, though. I'm going to be drunk when I show up to work.
Hey, what a...
Show up to work at 1
a.m. Come hang out. We like events. We do a lot of events.
Just like, come hang out. It's Monday afternoon.
Well, they got $2 tacos all Tuesdays, right?
Yeah.
All day Tuesdays, along with great trivia.
Yeah. Quizzo. It's a good time. I'm there every Tuesday night.
What up, Rob?
Yeah, no, whatever. Whatever. Sprook alive for life, motherfucker.
Oh, my gosh. Calm down. Calm down.
Sounds spiteful over here, guys.
I know. No, this is a stupid thing these two have.
It's fun. It's a bingo square.
I didn't start that shit. Y'all
you guys are ready to throw fists over this.
Y'all wouldn't
please,
bring it up.
Rob can't take me.
We gotta set this up now. I want to watch this.
XICW.
Hey, let's reschedule that boxing match.
Is Dave out there?
He's much further into watching wrestling right now than I am, so I'm not up to date on.
But we're talking boxing.
Yeah.
MMA.
Oh gosh, you still got 5 minutes to go.
I might be able to pull that off. I'm not sure.
So you guys are gonna be at Summer Beer Fest? You talked about that a little bit.
Yeah,
earlier.
We'll be at Summer Beer Fest. We were at Winter Beer Fest this year. We'll be at Summer Beer Fest. We'll probably be pouring again, doing some volunteer work
for. Great time doing that.
Yeah, doing some volunteer. We'll probably go both days.
He had a great time at Winter Beer Fest.
Oh yeah, him and I were talking at Ellison. So the time frame, the 10 to 11 or 9 to 10 or whatever. Yeah, I was zonked out the second I got.
Oh, I know you were
about
fucking.
Fall
wasted.
Beer Fest, do you guys participate? Do you guys go on Eastern Market?
Yeah, well, I walked to Eastern Market.
Oh, you were right. Okay.
Yeah, I live right across the street from Eastern Market, so I walked both days. That's how I volunteered for Ellison last year, was because everyone got hammered at either 8 Degrees or Atwater, and so Kaylin called me at 10 in the morning, like, "Hey, do you want to pour for me? I kind of need you here now." And I'm like,
and sober.
Yeah, and so I was sober. So I called a few people who I owed favors to because she just needed a pour. I'm like, I can get you into the beer fest for free. That's a good favor to return, whoever I owe money or someone who did a favor for me, like fed my cat or something like that. I tell you what, hey, that's an appreciative job, someone feeding an animal. So I called everyone. Nobody needed it. I'm like, all right, screw it. I'm going to walk over there and do the pouring. So I got in right before the enthusiasts got in. And, definitely. We were right across from New Holland, too. And that rum coconut, the dragon's milk, was so... Like, I just kept going over there, coming back, going over there.
Say that another beer besides dragon's
spice cake version this Winter Beer Fest. You try that one?
No. I don't think we... I don't even think we
did. Me and Matt made it over there. Or, no, me and you made it over there.
I think so. Yeah, because, I mean, that was the thing. We didn't get a chance to really talk about the beer fest. So, I mean, we didn't really...
Were you there, Mike?
I was not. No, okay.
I was drunk, so I don't remember.
That's literally walking distance from your brewery.
I'm responsible for kind of setting up the summer and fall beer fest, just because those are in my markets down here. So, a lot of fun, but a lot of time goes into setting those up. So, I was not involved with the Winter Beer Fest. But,
were you not invited or not involved? I would have given you my tokens.
Don't even be fighting in the parking lot later. Watch Facebook Live after the show.
I wanted to, so I wasn't necessarily invited or uninvited.
So that was your two's first Winter Beer Fest.
That was the first Winter Beer Fest, and I mean
Friday, Saturday, or just Friday?
Friday.
It
was a downpour. I came prepared with the poncho and the rubber boots. And,
yeah, I could came prepared too.
Yeah, with a t-shirt.
Oh, did you?
With the $40 to buy a hoodie.
Man, for
it. You had a bathing suit.
It was a two-piece.
I had quite a bit, and I definitely in one of those, going to really only my second beer fest. It was probably a mistake that the first 6 beers that I had were over 10%. So
this was my second, and I still did that.
Yeah, but my favorite.
You don't
one,
have a choice.
My favorite one, I think, was from Wolverine State. They had a Mexican Hot Chocolate Massacre.
that was so absolutely phenomenal. I'm
not going to lie. I don't remember much of what I drank.
I'm not surprised.
Like every single every time my cup was gone, I'm like, whatever brewery I was at, is that's where I was refilling. Because, you know, we were talking, we know a lot of brewers, you know, a lot of owners. So we were talking to people.
Yeah.
So we would talk and, you know, I'd get to like two people and then, oh, I'm out of beer. Time to go.
Time to move.
time to go to the next one. All right. What do you got? You got up there. That's what I want. Brown ale.
Give me a full pour.
Yeah, full pour. Pretty much.
Yeah, I was yelled at Coonan for pouring too much.
I've never poured before. Somebody tell me that I'm supposed to pour to the line.
Yeah, I didn't know that line existed.
Here's your 10% full glass of beer. Have fun.
There was a breakdown in communication in the beer world?
There wasn't a breakdown. There was no communication.
There was no breakdown. It was just,
all right,
you're a great taste in the Midwest?
No, I'm going this year, though, in Wisconsin, isn't it?
Yeah, it's in Wisconsin. Madison, Wisconsin, awesome event. Only 6,000 people can go. The difference between Wisconsin and Michigan for that event, they will literally give you a cup and there's no tokens exchange. It's all you can drink.
Damn.
As you see the results pretty quickly.
Oh, I'm sure. We're watching.
Well, that's kind of how the Cascale Festival was too, is that they give you a cup and there's no tokens.
Yeah, just go. Yeah.
Like we had all of them and then we were just kind of like cycling through what we liked. But that's going to do it for us. Kevin, founders, thank you for coming. Mike, Perrin, Angela, Brown Iron Brew House.
Thanks, guys.
Don't forget our sponsors, Brown Iron Brew House, North Center Brewing, as well as the Tuna Liquor. And no matter what you think of your beer, we think it's better on draft. Have a good night.